The Chicago public radio station WBEZ has learned Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is under federal criminal investigation. That information comes from a law enforcement source familiar with the probe. It's related to an issue that dogged Pritzker's campaign for governor. The Pritzkers removed all the toilets from a mansion they owned in order to get big property tax breaks. Lisa Labas spoke with reporters Tony Arnold and Dave McKinney, who broke the story. She started by asking Dave what we know about the investigation.
We know from a law enforcement source that the federal investigation began in October of last year. We also know that the investigation is focused on the Pritzker's property tax appeals related to the mansion they bought next door to their own house in Chicago's Gold Coast neighborhood. So the investigation has been looking into part of this appeals process and what role was played by the governor, J.B. Pritzker, his wife, First Lady M.K. Pritzker, and her brother, Thomas Munster, who acted as their attorney in the appeals process.
And, you know, here's what we know about why this investigation may have started in October. That's when the Chicago Sun-Times published a confidential report from the Cook County Inspector General. And that report investigated how the Pritzkers, who are billionaires, removed the toilets so they could call it uninhabitable to get a $330,000 reduction in their property taxes. Now, this Inspector General report, it also determined that the First Lady's brother, Munster, along with her personal assistant, Christine Lovely, made false representations on sworn affidavits that they signed. And the conclusion that the inspector general came to is all of this constituted a scheme to defraud Cook County taxpayers.
Tony, what did the governor's office have to say?
Well, the governor's office steered us to the attorney for J.B. and M.K. Pritzker. Now, his name is Mark Elias. He's based in Washington, D.C. And Elias gave us a statement that reads, quote, "Neither the governor nor the First Lady have been contacted by law enforcement regarding the property tax appeal. We are confident that any further review of the matter will show that the appropriate rules were followed." In fact, the Pritzkers have not been accused of wrongdoing. Nobody's been charged criminally in this, and charges do not appear to be imminent. I'd also add that when the Inspector General report came out in October, MK's brother, Thomas Munster, gave back $330,000 to Cook County that the Pritzkers had received in tax breaks. Munster wrote that giving the money back was not an admission of wrongdoing.
This Inspector General report went beyond just the governor. It named banks, appraisers, attorneys. Dave, what do you know about all their involvement in this federal investigation?
Well, the U.S. Attorney's Office wouldn't comment for this story. Tony and I called Thomas Munster, and he didn't return our call. And then there's Christine Lovely, M.K. Pritzker's personal assistant at the time, who the inspector general said made false representations on affidavits. She has an attorney who we spoke with, Reed Schar, and Schar wouldn't comment about whether Lovely's been interviewed by the feds. Interestingly, Reed Schar is a former federal prosecutor who helped take down former Governor Rod Blagojevich. We also spoke with current and former Cook County assessor employees, including Joe Berrios. None of them said that they'd been interviewed by the feds.
This issue about Pritzker's toilets was a big scandal in the campaign for governor. And just a month before the election, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox announced her office was looking into it. But then the story seemed to go quiet after the election.
Well, you're right in that Pritzker's opponent, Republican Bruce Rauner, made a huge deal out of this issue. He ran TV ads. He had a fake plumber's van driving around mocking Pritzker. And for his part, Pritzker dismissed the whole thing as politics. He said that the Inspector General report was leaked for political purposes. Now, in October, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's office publicly said the matter was in the hands of their special prosecutions unit, but now a spokeswoman for Fox would not confirm or deny they were still investigating, so the status of the Cook County State's Attorney's investigation is unclear.
Well, Dave, here we are again with an Illinois governor under federal investigation. What does this mean for Governor Pritzker?
We don't know where this is going. Tony and I haven't found any subpoenas, and we don't know if this is going to lead anywhere. But this is an escalation, unquestionably, of the investigation into the governor. These types of stories can be a distraction. They can put a shadow over any governor's agenda. And right now, Governor Pritzker's agenda is extremely ambitious. In the next 6 weeks, he wants to legalize recreational marijuana and sports gambling, pass a budget, pass an infrastructure bill likely worth billions of dollars, and get his number one priority through the legislature, a graduated income tax. Again, we need to stress the Pritzkers have not been accused of wrongdoing, but this is going to be a big test for him.
That's Dave McKinney and Tony Arnold speaking with Lisa Labas about their story this morning that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is under federal investigation.